Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord today. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts. Thank you, Brother JP. And I want to speak to you today about the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you're in the book of Acts, I want you to turn to chapter 19. Chapter 19 of the book of Acts, and we're going to read from verse 11. Are you there? Hallelujah. Acts 19, verse 11. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came, confessing and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word that today grows mightily and prevails. Your word that brings life to us, and you, Holy Spirit, will take this word, break it to our hearts, feed us with the manna from heaven, bring revelation to us, and today we know that by your word we'll be changed. We'll grow from glory to glory, and you'll manifest your power in us. So today, Lord, thank you for revealing truth to us. And everybody said, amen. Great fear, the Bible says, came upon the whole church. I noticed that after this incident, there were signs, wonders, miracles. The name of Jesus was on it, and the church came into unity. The seven sons of Sceva, Jewish high priest, got together because they saw the power of the name of Jesus. And they started exorcising people, and of course they come into this home, and as they challenge that demon spirit, that demon is agitated because of the name of Jesus. But it doesn't recognize them because they are not carriers of that anointing. And the Bible says those devils jump on them, violate them, so totally overpower them that they strip them naked and they run from the house. I'll tell you what, great fear will come on the church if some demons jump on some people and you start seeing them run naked from the church. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, these demons did them violence. But thank God we're born of the Spirit. And in His name we have authority over these devils. But these devils jump on them. And the Bible says after that great fear came on the church. And the name of Jesus was magnified. His name was on it. I tell you, we need the fear of the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord in Psalm 19 verse 9 is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord brings signs, wonders, brings honor to the Lord, causes the church to be filled with respect. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you, what brings honor to the name of the Lord is the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. A reverence, a respect for Him. And of course, we need the fear of the Lord. And I'm not talking about being scared. We're not talking about a negative fear. We're not talking about a tormenting fear, because the Bible says fear has torment. But the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. So when we're speaking about this kind of fear, we're speaking about a holy fear. We're speaking about reverence. We're speaking about honoring God. We're speaking about holding His word in high esteem. Amen. This is the kind of word that causes us to respect God. We need a respect for Him. Amen. We need to honor Him. We need to realize that He is royalty. That's why we have changed. We said we as a church, we want to arrive at 1:45. Not even on time. Because we want to give God our best. We want to be prepared. Amen. We want to have a heart set so we can honor Him with true worship and excellence. Amen. And we come together because He is holy. And He is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. God is holy. And He is royal. Hallelujah. You treat royalty with respect. Listen, you can't just go to England, go to Buckingham Palace, walk in the front door and say, "Hey, Lizzie." Will not carry. We desire the fear of the Lord. Amen. We must understand what the fear of the Lord is. You know, we see many churches and the goings on in those churches. We see many, many things happening, sometimes strange activities. And you wonder for yourself, where's the fear of the Lord? Where people will stand in the pulpit and speak things that are not from the Word of God. But I tell you what, we need the fear of the Lord. And I tell you, this last move of God is going to come as a church that walks in reverence and honor and respect of the anointing and carry the glory of the Holy Ghost on them, reverencing His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do we need the fear of the Lord? The Bible says in Proverbs 14:26, "In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and His children will have a place of refuge." The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. Hallelujah. In the fear of the Lord, there's guidance and protection. Proverbs 19:23, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil." Hallelujah. In the fear of the Lord, there's guidance and protection. Proverbs 19:23, "The fear of the Lord leads to life." Hallelujah. "And he who has it abides. He will not be visited." Everybody say, "I will not be visited." In other words, it will not come in my home. It might knock on my front door, but I'll turn it away in the name of Jesus. The curse will find no place to settle. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, we've come through a week, and this has been a week of storms. And many of us have experienced the storm. Some of us have been in the middle of it. But the Bible says it will not prosper against you. Hallelujah. There's amazing stories of deliverance and protection. Even in this church, I mean, we had trees right in the front of the building. I don't know if you saw it as you walked in. Tree just snapped. Gone. Just behind the church, huge trees, big branches like this, snapped like twigs. This whole place looked like a war zone around us. I mean, houses, roofs were ripped off. We saw so much destruction. But right next door, we got a tent, and it's still standing. It's such a miracle. I'd parked my bucky up at the top there near our office, near a big tree, huge tree. I can't put my arms around the thing at its base. But I'd parked my bucky maybe from here to the edge of the building, away from that tree. And that wind, that storm came up, and that whole big, huge tree fell down in the direction of my bucky. And the one big branch came down, and it hit. There's a little baobab tree right next to my, there's the tree. It's been cut by now. But this tree fell down, and this huge branch came down. This baobab tree, it hit the V, it broke the branch, hit the next one, broke the branch, hit the next one, and that huge branch stopped this far from my bucky, just like that. The other branch fell behind my bucky. All the branches in front of the huge branch fell in my bucky. I walked out after the storm. I saw my bucky stand there. I said, Lord, I thank you for your protection. Amen. I came, there wasn't a scratch on it. Amen. We had to cut the branches because it was in my bucky so I can move my bucky. Amen. God just protecting. Amen. But I tell you what, there's many people where the enemy came and there's been winds and all kinds of things. And some of you might have experienced some kind of tiles coming off your roof or some kind of destruction. But guess what? The Bible says it will not prosper. God will restore you sevenfold. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy has done, God will turn it together for your good. Somebody say amen. He will repay. He came against you one way. He will flee seven ways. Somebody say amen. Amen. You know, I had one person phone me. She said, Pastor Johnny, the wind came. I had some damage by one of my rental houses. You know, the fence fell down at the back. There was a problem, the one corner of the roof, she said. And I said, oh, shame, my sister. She says, no, I'm rejoicing. I said, why? She says, the fence was old. We needed to replace it. The insurance is putting a new one.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Whatever you lost, I prophesy
yes,
you.
Father,
whatever was taken, I decree a sevenfold restoration.
Yes,
amen. No matter what the enemy has done, it shall be turned together for good for
yes,
those who
Lord.
Love him. And you can stand in the middle of a fire and say, my God is good. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what you face. You might go through a fire, but he's the fourth man in the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Johnny.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. You will walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. You will go through the waters, you shall not be drowned.
Yes, Lord.
Only with your eyes will you see the destruction
yes,
of the wicked.
Thank
but
you,
God will his hand on you, will restore
yes,
you sevenfold. And in the end, you'll stand in victory and declare
thank
his
Lord.
Name. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not backing down. We're not changing direction. We are moving on.
Lord.
I will not back up. I'll change my confession. I believe my God.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, hallelujah.
I want to encourage because this is a picture that was Look, actually, it was it's, it this was is more
after,
than that.
This
That's
is after
we already
cleanup.
Cut it. But I want you to see the goodness of God because this tree could have fallen onto the church. We could have actually had a broken
All these big branches were lying right next to the church here.
We couldn't
those
even go on the back door there. But that's the goodness of God that we are standing here today. With nothing broken because we got a conference next week. So we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we don't have to struggle and stress because this part is broken because of God that we serve. He looks
Hallelujah.
After the things of the church. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. I said hallelujah. There shall be a sevenfold restoration. Somebody lift your hands and say sevenfold restoration. In the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, we declare that over the city of Durban. Durban will be better in the end. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in the fear of the Lord, there's deliverance. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. 2 Kings 17:38, and the covenant that I've made with you, you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods, but the Lord your God, him shall you fear. And he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. Somebody say amen. I said he will deliver you from the hand of all of your enemies. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord, there's healing. Proverbs 3:7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Hallelujah. He will teach you. Psalm 25, 12. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he chooses. The fear of the Lord causes God to bring progressive revelation to your life. Hallelujah. That's why when I reverence the Lord, I reverence his word. I receive his word with respect. I give that word the honor due to it. Hallelujah. I receive that word. God will give more. Jesus said, "If to him who has little, more shall be given." Hallelujah. In other words, when the revelation of God comes, when you honor the revelation, when you respect that word that God's given you, when you step out on that word, God immediately starts qualifying you for more revelation. Are you with me? When you don't move on the word of God, he doesn't give you a next one. That's why we often say that if you have not had a rhema word from God for a while, go back to the last word he spoke to you. Amen. Go back there. Go and honor that word. Go and respond to that word, and he will give you more. Somebody say amen. Listen, a lot of Christians are stagnant in their lives because they do not respect or revere the word God spoke. The Bible says, believe my prophets, and so you shall prosper. Hallelujah. It will be well with you. What happens the moment you receive a word from God? If you honor that word with faith, if you honor that word with a response, the moment you respond, doors start opening in front of you. Hallelujah. A response to the word of God brings the power of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And brings progressive revelation. Somebody say progressive revelation. The fear of the Lord will cause God to bless you. Psalm 145, 19. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Hallelujah. I want to tell a story about a young man when we first started in Wentworth. His name is Rakesh. He'll tell you his testimony as well. But he came to me, and he was a post office worker. And we had spoken a word of faith, and I'd prophesied over him and told him that God's going to give him a business. And he came to me the following week. He said, I believe God's given me this business. I want to start a transport business. He says, and so I believe God, and I started asking, and somebody gave me a contract. So he says, Pastor John, I want to know what to do. I said, go for it. And so he said, well, I've got this contract. And so I resigned on Friday. I'm starting Monday. I said, hallelujah. He said, but I don't have a truck yet. But I'm starting Monday, my transport business. Amen. Hallelujah. What happened? He received the word of God. He honored the word of God. He responded to the word of God. God gave him a contract and he started walking. Amen. You know what? I said to him, so when are you going to get the truck? He says, I'm waiting on the Lord. He says, I don't even have money, but God's going to give me the truck. He told me. Amen. That Saturday morning, he was supposed to go look. He was supposed to go look for a truck, supposed to go maybe get finances. He said he was going to go speak to some business people and try and get money and get a truck. But that's that Saturday morning, I phoned him. I said, Rakesh, we got a funeral. And he was the sound man. So he came to do the funeral in his business time. Came to do his funeral, do the funeral. The funeral carried on, was one of those. Till after Opus 12. Business time's over. Amen. But he believed God. At the end of the funeral, I mean, it wasn't even his funeral. It wasn't even people doing his family, nothing. He's there and he goes, he's busy closing up sound and he's speaking to a guy. And one of the people that came to the funeral says to him, listen, I'm gonna give you 10,000 rand towards your truck. So he leaves the place, he drives home. As he's driving home, he said, he just felt in his heart, drive this route today. And he turns, he drives a different route. And as he drives it, he drives past a truck, exactly the kind of truck he wants. So he stops. He goes, he knocks on the door. He says to the guy, I want this truck. The guy says, man, I was just thinking I need to sell this thing. The guy says to him, well, I want $30,000 for the truck. Rakesh said to him, listen, I've got $10,000. He said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, take the truck. You only need to give me $8,000 for the truck. But keep it. You're going to need cash flow. Just take the truck. Take and go. Take away. Somebody said, take and go. He says, and when you give me the money for it, keep $2,000 for yourself. You're going to need diesel to start your business. He started his transport company. Hallelujah. But the part that attests me, I want to tell you, a few months later, he came to see me. God started prospering him. God started blessing him. He honored the Lord. He brought his tithe. He brought his offerings. He, you know, God started just doing amazing things for this young man. He had three trucks running after a few months. And then he came to see me. He said, Pastor Johnny, I just had a company from Joburg, three huge companies from Joburg phoned me, and they said to me that I need to change to Joburg, then they're going to give me all their business. I need to change to Joburg because they're going to shut their business in Durban down, and I must go up there, and then I can have a fleet of trucks. And as he speaks to me, the Spirit of God brings up in my heart what he said to Isaac. He said, stay in the land where you are. Do not go to Egypt. Sow in that same land, and you will reap a hundredfold return. I said that to him. You know what? He honored the word. He feared the word. He stayed where he is. You know what happened? 2 months later, the three companies that said to him, we're shutting Durban down. You must come to Joburg if you want our business. All three companies relocated to Durban. That sounds like God bringing the water to the horse. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, fear the Lord. Reverence the Lord. Respect His word. You know how many Christians miss a miracle because the word comes, it sounds too wonderful. But reverence the word. When it comes, it is holy. Somebody say, the fear of the Lord will bless you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hallelujah. You know, my wife and I were a while ago, we were talking to a person that Pastor Jimmy Crompton had asked us, it was the end of last year. Pastor Jimmy Crompton asked us to go down there and do a prosperity seminar and teach people. And by the way, next year, beginning year, I'm doing a prosperity seminar. I'm going to teach you because in Jesus' name, you're all going to own your own houses. Tell your neighbor, amen. Hallelujah. There's a in the promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Amen. Only the boxers will know what I'm saying now. But I tell you what, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and prosperity. Hallelujah. What story did I start telling? Huh? Yeah, so it takes me down there. So I go do the prosperity seminar for them. And, you know, afterwards we're sitting and some of the businessmen talking. And I'm sitting at the one table. And the guy said, yeah, but Pastor Johnny, you got incredible wisdom. I thought to myself, it's wonderful when you do what God's word says. It makes you look clever. Amen. Tell your neighbor, just obey the Lord. It'll make you look very clever. Amen. Amen. And well, you know what I found out? Even when I make a mistake, because I'm obeying Him, He will correct the mistake and bless me in it anyway. Somebody say amen. You know, while building our portfolio, we made a lot of mistakes. But God's got your back. Tell you number, just step out on the word. Amen. God's got your back. Amen. Can I say it again? God's got your back. Amen. Come on now. When he gives you the word, he knows that you don't know everything. He knows you're going to make mistakes. He's already built the compensations in for it. He's already pre-planned, told the angels, listen, if he does that wrong, that's what I want you to do. Amen. And said to the other one, listen, when he gets there, makes that mistake, I know he's going to make it. I've got foresight, but I'm putting you there. Do you know, but God doesn't only have your back. He's got your front. Amen. In the army, we used to have the saying, don't look behind you, look in front of you. The army will look after you. Amen. Hallelujah. Look in front. Look ahead. Look to the word of God. Look to what he has promised you. Somebody said amen. Amen. And why did I tell that story about Rakesh? Because many of you, you are where you are, and the enemy is lying to you and saying, listen, go there. Respect the word of God. Sow in the land where you are. Listen, you can't tell me it's a blessing of God where it's that you have to leave your family for years on end and once a month, once a year come home and find the postman was at home. I'll leave it there. Excuse me, I don't know how these things come out, but Psalm 25 verse 14. May he bring only good news letters to you. Amen. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Hallelujah. Listen, we can have all these divine deliverances and blessings. You just honor the Lord, respect him, carry his glory. We've been speaking about the Holy Ghost coming to abide with you, stay with you, carry his glory. Where does he dwell? He dwells with those who honor him, who respect his word, amen, who carry his glory. He abides. That's why, you know, you live this life, you leave judgment to the Lord. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about what they do wrong and what they do right. God blesses you. You hear me today? It's not about whether they do it right or they do it wrong. God can bless you in the midst of 100 people that's all doing the wrong thing. Amen. Because his hand is on you. The Bible says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Hallelujah. The way to carry the anointing is to forgive. Because unforgiveness grieves the Holy Ghost. But just forgive. Bless them. It doesn't matter what they do. It's going to turn out for your good. Even if Judas is going to betray him. Friend. Go do what you have to do. Friend. My wonderful friend. You see, sometimes things come around you because God is pushing you to the place where he wants you to be. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You keep your heart. You keep your testimony. You forgive. Amen. You bless those who curse you. You love those who hate you. Amen. When things are bad, you reverence the anointing. You reverence the word. Hallelujah. You speak life. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if they come against you, you refuse to be offended at the person. Amen. Come on now. When they come, you speak the word of blessing in a mess. You bring the anointing into the situation. Amen. They come, they bring all their things to bear. The enemy uses them. And then you take, I tell you what, when you forgive, you put vengeance in God's hands. When you release, God says, I will take care of it. Hallelujah. When you release the person, the anointing of God starts working on your behalf. Hallelujah. God says, you know, you can take, listen, the greatest vengeance you can take on your enemy is to dispossess that demon of the house that he lived in. That spirit comes against you using somebody, you speak life. Have you seen how people, so many times, people's eyes get this big because they come against you with everything they got, but you're of a different spirit. And you minister to their soul in the midst of all this. Don't care about it. And you're winning the soul. Amen. While the devil's trying to use them and oppress them, you're speaking to the soul. Hallelujah. And you take vengeance on that devil because the next moment the soul gets won and he's dispossessed. The biggest vengeance you can take on your enemy is to make him a vagabond, homeless. May all the devils around you become homeless. Somebody say amen. May everyone that the enemy uses against you be delivered from the snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. Amen. When you win souls in the midst of a trial, it is a great treasure in the hands of God. The greatest jewel you can have. Ministering life. Ministering peace. Hallelujah. Respect that and honor that anointing that's on you. Because no matter how hard it is, when you speak the word of God, the anointing manifests. Refuse to be offended. Amen. Hallelujah. When those things come, bless, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Leave it to the Lord. I tell you, many times things happen and say, no, I'm going to tell them. Pat says, John Lee, be the bigger person. Amen. Don't go down to their level. Whew. I tell you, sometimes I think it's the Holy Ghost I'm married to sometimes. Amen. Johnny, be the bigger. I want Johnny. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Just reminds me I'm a Christian. Brings me back. Reminds me I'm the Christ kind. Hallelujah. I wanted to tell the guy what kind. But in the middle of it, you bless. Right there where things are going bad, you honor the word. You honor the anointing. You reverence the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And you release a blessing around you. I tell you, when you do, it becomes a shield about you. Hallelujah. And you never have to be ashamed of what you did or what you said. I think the greatest testimony is after a trial, you got nothing to apologize for. Amen. Don't you just love that when you are right? Hallelujah. And the soul is won. Amen. And when you do, let me tell you, for all the enemy has done against you, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. God's going to repay those devils. And all those souls are going to get saved. Somebody say amen. Listen, Jesus, when Pilate said, I've got power over you. I can whip you if I want. Jesus said, you've got no power over me. Hallelujah. No power. No authority over me. You can be in the middle of no matter how bad the storm, and his hand's on you. His blessing's on you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, at times when the word of God comes to you, the presence of God comes to you, it feels like you can't do it. But you know what I've learned? You can do it one thing at a time. One step. You don't have to think about next year. You think about now. Today, I'm going to walk in victory. Today, I'm going to be a blessing. Amen. I'll never forget there was a businessman that did me a very bad wrong when I had my business, really almost sunk me. But you know what? I thank God. God was teaching me in that how to forgive. I learned how to forgive. And then in the midst of that, he calls me because he's got marriage problems. Me. I want to throttle you. And you calling me. Amen. We were home cell leaders that time. So I said, okay, here goes Jesus. Bless those who curse you. Love those who hate you. Amen. Be kind to those despite. Oh, Lord, here we go. So I go to the home of this man, and we go and we counsel them, and we get them delivered. We get them healed. Their marriage is blessed. Their home's blessed. Amen. And I walked away, and the Holy Ghost said to me, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. And guess what? I had miracle upon miracle financially. My business was floating. I didn't lose my business. I didn't need that money. I needed the Lord. There's some of you, the enemy, people have done things against you, and you think you have to fight for the money. Don't fight for the money. Cherish the word. Honor the anointing. Amen. Reverence God. He will work it out for you. Amen. And you know what? In the end, we won a victory. God did miracles for me. And a few months later, that businessman, out of the blue, paid money into my account. He didn't pay all the money, but it was a bonus. Amen. God had already restored me more than what he stole. Do you believe that you cannot be stolen from? Everybody say, I'm a tither. The devourer is rebuked. I'm highly favored. No curse can find a place to sit. Hallelujah. No matter what, his hand's on you for good. Somebody say amen. God is an awesome God. He's able to turn the situation for you. You know why many Christians struggle? Because they're fighting. Fighting too hard for themselves. Trust in the Lord. The most precious treasure you can have is the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the obeyed word of God opens doors in the spirit. What does the word of God do? The word of God is a portal into another dimension. Hallelujah. So at any moment you choose how you're walking. I'll keep walking this dimension, or I'll step through that portal. I'll be what the word of God says I must be. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 41, I waited patiently for the Lord, and inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Hallelujah. This is what the Spirit of God is saying to you today. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. In the midst of all that's happening to you, God says, I will repay. Leave it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you insurance companies are now playing, taking steps back, telling you it's an act of God. So they don't want to pay you. Listen, don't worry about it. Trust God. He's going to do a miracle that's beyond that for you. Amen. Do you believe God restores? Do you believe God watches over you? Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. By the way, what a cheek to call a storm an act of God. It wasn't God. I was speaking to a person the other day. He said it was God. God did this. I said, it's not God. Didn't you see it? It's the wind. Amen. Listen. If God wanted to judge Durban, we would not be here. Amen. Listen, you want to tell me God is so powerless that that's the worst he can do? It was God, but he failed. Amen. It wasn't God. It was God. You'll just like that, man. Wouldn't be anywhere here. It was the storm. Somebody say amen. Amen. But in the middle of it, God's hand is on us. Amen. Hallelujah. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. We carry a holy God. Reverence his presence. Reverence the Spirit of God. When his word comes to you, it comes with power. Hallelujah. So some of you get tempted to step out from where you are and say, just leave me alone for a little while. You know, I know the one Christian says, when things go bad, I backslide for 2 days, I clap the guy, and then I repent again. Amen. Hallelujah. But he hasn't learned the first thing about God. He hasn't learned the first thing that God does. And when God speaks to you, and why am I saying to you? This is what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. Reverence the word that he spoke to you. He has given you his word. He has given you his promise. Step out. Fear the Lord. Don't fear failure. Amen. Don't fear people. There's times when God would move on you by his Holy Spirit and he say, I want you to step into this kind of ministry. And you think, well, can I? Am I really ready? Just honor the Lord. He will do the rest. I remember many years ago, I was working for Edgar's UPC Distributors, and I was there, and the Lord started laying in my heart to start a prayer meeting during the week in the business. And so, man, I was trembling. I was, man, what am I going to say? I don't know how. You know, now I'm going to spend time praying with these people. And there was another Christian. And, you know, then he said to me, come on, you can do it. And I said, amen, you're a man of God. And he says to me, you're a man of God. I said, say it again. Amen. Okay, we're going to do this thing. We're going to start this thing. So, man, we were quaking in our boots. Yeah, so call a prayer meeting. From next week, prayer meeting. So, Wednesdays, prayer meeting. Now we get together. Oh, what I'm going to say. What I'm going to pray. I don't know. And then I realized, Pastor Fred preaches every week. I just get his scripture. Whatever he says, I say. Man, it sounded like there was an apostle come to that country. Amen. It's easy. Amen. And so, you know, we just started. Little did I know what God was going to do with that. Within a few months, a revival broke out in that place. Whole departments came to the Lord. And in that revival, five guys got saved who are today in full-time ministry. Hallelujah. In fact, this afternoon, I'm going 2 o'clock to a new building dedication of one of those who got saved and discipled in that time. Incredible. How did God do it? Just start with the little that you have. Somebody say the little becomes much in the hand of God. And guess what happens? I'll tell you what now. The Spirit of God is moving on you. We are firstly called to be witnesses. Reverence the presence of God. You might be in a business where everything is against you. I had this one Christian come and say to him, Pastor Johnny, pray that Jesus will put me in a saved business. And, you know, you wanted a saved boss, a saved manager, everybody saved around him so he can be happy. That's not what God wants for you. God wants you to put in the middle of the most ungodly people so that your light can shine. Hallelujah. So you can carry the name of Jesus. And I believe we're going to see a revival like the city of Durban has never seen before, because the fire of God is sitting on you. Amen. As you carry that word, I tell you, whole departments are going to get saved. Hallelujah. And the presence of God's going to move. You say, Pastor Johnny, what must I do with this word? Remember what God has spoken to you. Step into it. Some of you are sitting here today and God's spoken to you about it being a children's minister or a youth minister or being in the worship ministry or helping the aged or being in a home cell leader or, you know, I don't know what. Or you just feel, man, God's got to call my life. Step up. Let God do the rest. Somebody say amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. We honor him. Listen, no matter how bad it is, honor God. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. I declare victory right where you are. I declare blessing in the middle of your family. No matter how much they come against you, you stand strong. You keep your testimony. Amen. I'll never forget my dad. My dad was a hard case. I mean, anybody speak to him about the Lord, he'll get angry. There's war. But you know what? We kept our testimony. I never got angry with him. I never started tuning him back. Because the Bible says, honor your father In fact, when I got saved, he was my real dad. He was my stepdad, but I honored him. Amen. I honored him even more. Hallelujah. I gave him respect that I didn't even feel he was due. But later on, I realized it was due to him. Amen. Because he watched over me even though I was not his own child. You know? Provided for me. But I kept my, no matter what, I kept my testimony. And then one day my mother phoned me and she said, Johnny, you know what dad just said today? I said, no. He said, if there's one person I know that's a Christian, it's that Johnny. I said to her, he's going to be saved because he saw the light. It wasn't 2 weeks he got saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter how hard it is, you're going to bring salvation to all those around you in Jesus' name. It's the greatest gift we have, the greatest treasure we have is to be a light, is to win souls. Hallelujah. Listen, eternity, 10,000 years from now, 20,000 years from now, it's not going to matter that you had a boat. It's going to matter that you saved lives. It's going to matter that you lifted up the name of Jesus. Come on, let's honor and reverence him. Let's build respect for the name of Jesus. The Bible says that they honored him. Hallelujah. So this morning, Lord, we lift our hands. We thank you. We respect you. We reverence you. We honor you. You are holy. Your word is full of truth and power. And today, Lord, as your saints lift their hands, as we respond to you, we say vengeance belongs to our God. We, Lord, give you the glory and honor. We forgive. We release. We worship you. We lift up your holy name. And we thank you now, Father. I speak courage to each and every one. Many of them, Lord, you've spoken. You've started releasing giftings and revealing truths and revealing ministries. And we thank you now, Spirit of God, that that word is alive. That word is life. Today, your blessing rests in this house. And we thank you to watch over that word to perform it in each and every life. Lord, that we are who you say we are. We do what you said we can do. And we bless your holy name. Thank you now, Father, for anointing each and every one. I come on and I decree victory in every life. I decree that your saints will stand in the power of your Spirit. Lord, and every work of the enemy will fall to the ground. Those that the enemy used against us, Lord, will be saved. Their souls will be won. And your name will be glorified. We thank you now for all that you do in this house and for each and every one in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to his holy name. I sense the holy presence of God here today as we bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when the Holy Spirit came on Mary, and this is something that the Holy Ghost just been really ministering to me over the last few weeks. We're experiencing his glory. We're experiencing his presence. We're aware of the weight of his glory, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just on Friday night, we had an awesome move of the Holy Ghost during the Ignite conference with the youth. God pouring out his Spirit in such a mighty outpouring. The youth touched in such a mighty way. And I was looking to the Holy Ghost and said, Lord, I see what you're doing, but what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you just pouring your anointing and we are laughing and we are, you know, we are experiencing you? And God started reminding me about what happened in the book of Acts. The Bible says after the Holy Ghost was poured out, they preached the gospel with power and multitudes got saved. It's an outpouring that's happening now that is a precursor for the greatest revival that we've ever seen. Somebody say amen. And so I said, Lord, and you know, it's so wonderful to experience your glory, experience your presence. And it's an incredible experience when the Holy Ghost comes. But you know what the Lord said to me? We must learn how to respond to the Holy Ghost. Not just sense the Holy Ghost, but respond to the Holy Ghost. What does the anointing do when he comes? Well, the Bible teaches very clearly what he does when he comes. He empowers you to be a witness. Hallelujah. He releases the gifts of the Holy Ghost, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. When the Spirit of God comes, transformation comes and power comes. That anointing that is on you is to chase devils. That anointing that is on you is to bring salvation to your company, to your family, to all those that are around you in Jesus' name. I tell you, saints, pray like you've never prayed before for the salvation of your loved ones, for the salvation of your company, for the salvation of those around you. Hallelujah. Who was it that said that? It was Prophet Richard Gray that was here. He said that no Christian has got the right to ask God for a promotion to a different company if the people in the company where he is now has not been saved. Quite a word. Everybody lift up your hands. Say, I'm a sign and a wonder. I am the witness of Jesus to glorify his name, to bring the gospel, to break the yokes, destroy the bondages, and set the captives free. I will let my light shine. His hand is on me for good. Now, Father, we thank you for this precious anointing, for this glory, the things that you spoke, Lord. We honor, we reverence your holy word. We thank you for your word that is with power in every life. And this week, multitudes will be saved. This week, people will be touched and delivered. I bless each one in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As I'm looking at this great revival, the more I look at it and think about the multitudes that's going to be won, the Lord keeps speaking to me about the value of one. The value of one. We keep thinking, I need to get 1,000 saved. No, there's one. I was so touched last week. Sister Nelly was here and she said, you know, Pastor Johnny, she says, my dad got saved. And she says he got saved. And that pastor came every week, every day of the week. He walked, because her dad was an alcoholic, he would meet her dad at the factory and walk him all the way home to help him, that he gets home without going to the bar for a whole year. He valued him. But in the end, his whole family got saved. And he became a mighty witness for God. God's not calling you to save a multitude. He's calling you to touch one. The one that he brings in your path. Hallelujah. And that's what the anointing of God is on you for. Come on, just lift your hands. I thank you, Spirit of God, for your anointing on us. The anointing for soul winning. The anointing to be a witness. The anointing to touch a life. This week, Father, I thank you for your precious Spirit. We do not fear man. We do not fear failure. We do not fear anything, but we fear God. We reverence your word. I thank you for your precious anointing that rests on us. And this week, Father, lives will be touched and our families will be saved. Lord, just one can turn a whole community around. Just one can bring a whole factory. Just one can bring a whole family to Jesus. And we bless you now, Spirit of God. Thank you for your anointing that rests on each one with conviction in Jesus' name. Now, every head bowed, every eye closed, just for a moment. You're here today. You say, Pastor Johnny, I'm one of those who do not know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I came to the service today and my heart's not right with God, but I sense his presence and I want to make right with God. Listen, friend, the Bible says if you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. He is set before you today, evidently crucified on a cross, having shed his blood because of his love for you, that you will not be judged but receive salvation and deliverance today. You say, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I need to make right with God. Here I am. I want to make right with God today. If that's you, and lift your hand all over this place, I'm going to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Anybody else? Here I am. You're in the middle. Thank you for that hand. At the back there, as the Lord is speaking to you, as His Spirit is moving on you, you say, Pastor Johnny, I so desire to be right with God. Pray for me. Include me in your prayer. I don't want to leave this place the way I came. If that is you, I want you to put up your hand. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, those of you who raised your hand, I want to just raise it again. Father, thank you for these hands raised. Thank you for your hand of blessing. Thank you for speaking to these lives and bringing salvation to these lives. I bless them. Now, if you raise your hand, I want you to quickly stand up wherever you are and come and walk to the front. Thank you, Jesus.
And I surrender.
All over this place, just step out from where you are and say, yes, Jesus, I'm coming.
I surrender.
He calls softly, he calls gently. Honor that word, respect, reverence the wonderful Holy Spirit. He's calling you into something that you've never known before. As they come, there's still another one or two people sitting. He said, Pastor Johnny, I didn't raise my hand. Can I come? I want you to quickly respond. I surrender all.
I surrender all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch out your hands towards these. Father, I thank you for your acceptance. I thank you for your forgiveness and your grace, for the blood poured for these souls. Lord, your word says that reaches to the highest mountains and flows to the lowest valleys, the blood that cleanses us. And today, as these lives are open before you, I bless them. I want those of you standing in front, say, Heavenly Father. Say it loud, Heavenly Father. Here I am. You know me. You know my sinful life. And today, I come because you loved me and gave your son Jesus to save me. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross. You were buried. You shed your blood for the remission of my sins. And after 3 days, you rose from the dead. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Today, I turn my back on the world. And I confess you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. From today, Jesus, I will serve you. Thank you, Lord, for washing me in the blood of Jesus, through which I receive complete forgiveness. Devils, go from my life. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Be loosed from every power of darkness. Lord, thank you now for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the acceptance of the Holy Ghost and the new birth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for a new life. Thank you for your miracle. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. What's your name? Rian. Ralph. The Bible says, as far as the east is removed from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. He's given you the same salvation he gave me. You are free today. You are cut off, and there's a brand new beginning for you. I bind the voice of the accuser. I cancel every accusation against you. And Lord, I thank you that you make it right. I bless him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for restitution that he'll do as well as you bless him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What's your name?
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.